The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. I want to begin by talking about an interesting contrast that's set up between this first reading and gospel. An image of someone sinking into the mud with no hope of surviving. Jeremiah the prophet was literally being consumed by the filth of the cistern. Then, on the other hand, the image of a consuming fire in the gospel. And no earthly fire that Jesus speaks of, but a fire that burns because of our intense love for God. It is a contrast of a community that is dead in sin, without water, without food to feed its people. And with Jeremiah sinking into the mud, a community without the presence of God, versus Jesus, who wants us to experience an alternative to this picture of death. He wants us to experience the church, a community of faith that is alive and burning with the love of God. Consider, if you will, the image of an athlete. When you are playing a sport, if you want to be good at the sport, you have to have a YouTube page. That's a joke, sir. No. If you want to be good at the sport, you have to have, I think, at least 3 things. One, you have to practice and practice and practice. But also, number two, you have to have, I think, some natural abilities, athletic abilities. But three, I think this sometimes gets pushed aside or isn't seen very much. You have to love to play. The best athletes in the world, they don't just play because they know the game, they play because of an intense love for the game. Sometimes that's what sets them apart from all the rest, right? Not just that they're making the most money, or that they're on the best team, or that they made the most amazing shot, or whatever it may be, but that they show a love and devotion for it. Sometimes, literally, it can divide them from the other players. It's a drive, a determination, and a burning that helps them to be good. And this is part of the burning that Jesus is talking about. In Hebrews, there's this image of a race being run. We are like athletes preparing for and running this great race and what makes this race different from all others is what awaits us at the finish line. How easy it is to lose sight of Jesus standing and waiting for us at the finish line. How often do we lose the fire burning within our souls, urging us toward a life with God? How often do we forget that what we're striving for is truth? Jesus Christ himself. Truth is so foundational to our love for God. The truth of our faith is the kindling that makes this fire burn long and hot. And I'm afraid we are too ready to settle for the weakness of the smoldering ashes. We are comfortable in the cistern. Quite comfortable there, sinking in the mud and the filth. There's violence, always, it seems like today. Innocent deaths, murder, hate. It seems to be the constant headline in recent news. People not listening. Not desiring to know each other, certainly not desiring God. This is not an uncommon sight around the world. We are content in our world to be in the cistern. In our own country, we often make up arguments every single day for the right to murder even innocent unborn children. We ignore the dignity of people standing in the same grocery line as us. It is almost as if we believe that God listens just to us, that he will take orders from us and is obedient to us as we turn away from the call of Jesus to take up a cross of humility and service. We are running the race, but we have our eyes fixed on earthly pleasure. Sin, corruption, greed, and all that binds us to this world. It can sound kind of depressing, but sometimes you just have to preach what you see. I preach what I see, experience in my own life and even with my own sins, the witness happening every time I read the news or head out for an errand. The contrast is there. There's, I believe, a better way to live, though, right? Did you all ever see a version of Les Mis, the movie, or the musical production, Les Miserables? There's the great character, Jean Valjean. If you know the story, if you've ever read it or watched the movie or seen the show, he was a man who had been in prison for 19 years, but he was imprisoned for something he didn't do. He's let out and tries to find work. He tries to find acceptance in the world, but there's nothing for him. Everyone denies him, rejects him. You're a prisoner. You are a bad person. You're nothing. And then he encounters, as he's kind of coming to the end of his rope, he encounters in the story a Catholic bishop who takes him in. He gives him food, gives him a place to sleep. And how does Jean Valjean repay him? He steals from him. He steals some silver. And so they set out to catch him. The police catch him, bring him back to the bishop. And as they bring him before this bishop, the bishop actually says a little bit of a lie. He says, "Oh, no, I gave that to him." And so they let him go. And then what does the bishop do? He encourages him to take this act of mercy and forgiveness, take this chance you've been given, and do something with it. In a scene where Jean Valjean is struggling with this amazing act of love and mercy from the bishop, there's this line that comes forth. It's almost like he's looking at God and he says, "Is there another way to go?" And that's what I ask you and all of us. I ask you to look into your own lives and see if there is something closing you off from the burning love of God. Is there something you need to let go of? Is there something causing you to hesitate from a total abandonment to the love of God? Jesus can kind of confuse us sometimes. He says, "I come to bring division, not peace. I've come to cause division." This is best understood, I think, in light of a world that has chosen the cistern over life with God. So many of us have become perfectly happy within our sin. Jesus comes to create division between us and our false understanding of happiness and peace. We must be interested in a peace that is eternal. If our hearts are on fire with the love of God, you will cause division in a world that doesn't see him. Think about some simple examples, like when we tell people about our belief in the Eucharist. You know, I don't know if you saw that recent poll that came out that's kind of been jumping around social media and different news outlets. There was a poll that came out that said over 70% of Catholics don't believe in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. You can believe I'm going to be teaching you about that, by the way. If you don't know it, I can't make you believe in it, but I'm going to preach the truth to you. When we tell people, though, about our belief in the Eucharist, sometimes we're called odd, crazy, even cannibals. It doesn't seem just. Or if I were ever to talk to people about the church's teaching against like artificial contraception, I'm often accused of being behind the times and uneducated. When I talk to people about the beauty of marriage that's between a man and a woman, I'm often seen as against love or not compassionate. When a young man is desiring the priesthood or a young woman desiring religious life, sometimes they're said that they're kind of old-fashioned, or I've been told that, "Oh, Father, I feel sorry for you for choosing them." It's not division from what we believe to be true, but division from those who want us to abandon the truth that comes to us from Jesus Christ. A truth found within the very nature of our humanity, a truth that was written in the heavens and speaks to our hearts. Hold fast to Jesus, the leader and perfecter of our faith. Why do we hold fast to these truths of our faith? The joy of heaven. Unity with God. A life of holiness. These are the invitations of our God. What does it mean to be Christian? It means daring to entrust oneself to this burning fire of God's love and truth. Not a fire that hurts, but one that sets us free. You might ask yourself in prayer this week, am I sitting too comfortably in the cistern? Or am I so on fire with the love of God, the love God has for others, am I so on fire with a love for God that others, or even around me, recognize his presence? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.